Nearly 500 people gathered over the weekend for the Chickenstock Music Festival. The festival takes place in the tiny community of Chicken, 80 miles north of Tokoe. As KUAC's Emily Schwing reports, it's the sixth year in a row the festival has drawn a crowd from Alaska, the Yukon Territory, and beyond.
Tourists often stop into Chicken for a snack and a souvenir as they travel up and down the Taylor Highway. For one weekend in June, little blue and orange tents dot the hillside and fill the parking lot.
My name is Josie Busby, and I am basically put the festival on from start to finish. Chicken's always been a funny destination for visitors from around the state and outside and worldwide, actually.
Busby and the event staff wear red and yellow tie-dyed t-shirts. Most wear hats shaped like chickens, and some even dress as eggs.
My name is Robert Saragosa. I'm the cook here at Chickenstock. We run a little thing around here where four people are dressed as a chicken and two are as an egg. I am dressed as the deviled egg with an egg yolk, the long devil tail, and the horns.
The stage looks something like a musical shadow box. Two antique flatbed trucks are backed against each other. On top rests a huge wooden box. Inside, bands play for the small crowd that gathers below. For more than a century, gold mining has brought many people to Chicken, including singer-songwriter J. Peter Bowles.
Just the letter J and Peter Bowles. And
you have been playing music in Chicken for 30 years.
That's the original campfire music. Our campground was a gathering place. It was sort of like an unofficial coffee house, where all the old timers and the young guys from up the hill would come down, and they'd be in our camp every night, it seemed.
Chicken jokes abound in the tiny community, where the year-round population tops out somewhere near 10, and the festival wouldn't be complete without a little dancing. Reporting from Chicken, I'm Emily Schwing.